I was doing a show at the Edinburgh Festival it was about the third one in of 25 in a row. 10 minutes into the show, two people at the front just got up and left. And I said, why are you going? They said, we've come to the wrong show. They said, we thought we were going to see Camille O'Sullivan. Right? I didn't know who she was, so I went home and Googled her. Turns out she is a female French burlesque singer. What I like is it took them 10 minutes. Just looking at me going, no, I'm not sure it is. So should we give her another 5 minutes to put on the dress? This is very different from Jules Holland when she was on that, isn't it? Sometimes they leave it later for that kind of thing. I was doing a tour show in Nottingham. I thought it was quite a nice audience. I thought it was. And then afterwards, the owner of the venue came up and he said, Josh, someone during the show, we found a note that someone wrote to their friend. While you're on stage, would you like to see it? And I thought, well, what can go wrong? Quite a lot, it turns out. But during my own show on tour, they bought tickets for me, right? The note just said, is he the guy from The Hobbit? Some of you applauding that. Don't fucking get involved in that. Unbelievable. I mean, why did he give it to me? That's not a compliment. Oh, that's a real boost in my day, hasn't it? It's not like it says, is he the guy from the Chippendales? Do you know the worst bit is that the people that wrote this, what they don't know is that genuinely, 3 years ago, I auditioned for the lead role in The Hobbit. Spoiler alert, didn't get it. And it was awkward. The worst bit was the day before when my agent phoned me and she said, Josh, just to check, how tall are you? And I said, 5'6½". And she said, I've got good news. They brought the maximum height down, but you still qualify as a hobbit. I'm not sure that is good news, is it? It's like going, good news, you're fat enough to play Jabba the Hutt. But I struggle with these things. I find everything difficult. It's the little things that I really struggle with. I don't know if you had this. The other day, I got asked a surprise question by a cash machine. I don't know if any of you have had this. It's all fine. I was going on a date, so I thought I'd go and get some money out. It was all fine. And then just before giving me the money, first on the screen, it came up with a picture of Coco the monkey. I don't know. Okay, from the Coco Pops, if you're not aware of him. Right? And then below that, right, it said, are you considering buying Coco Pops today? Right, and it gave me the options of yes or no. And obviously, my first reaction was, what the fuck is going on? Because my understanding of cash machines is they're going to do what you'd normally go into your bank to do. I don't know who's going into a bank, queuing up, getting to the front and going, hi, I need some financial advice. I've got £2.69 and I want to turn my milk chocolatey. Any ideas? Well, I will consider it, yeah, thank you very much. Also, yes or no, what difference is that going to make? I click yes, is it going to go, well, I hope you got a bowl ready, because here they fucking come. Do you want full fat milk or do you want semi-skimmed? I can't handle the pressure. Because I find cash points stressful enough as it is, I do. Like those cash points where the buttons don't quite line up with the screen. Oh my God, there is no stress in the world like that, is there? Please God, let this be 20 quid. This is 40 quid, I might as well just kill myself. Worse, if it's one of those cash points where the screen is angled so the sun is on it. You go up for 20 quid, you leave with a new PIN number and a checkbook in the post. Do I press cancel? Do I press clear? I've got no idea on the difference. No one gives me a card back, trying to force it back in. People going, piss off, mate, it's not winner stays on. Already stressed as well when I'm at cash point, because I've already had to stand there for 10 seconds, unable to put my card in, because it's still thanking the guy that's already fucked off. Who is hanging around for that? Who's going, I've got my card, I've got my cash, hold on, guys. No, thank you. It's been an absolute bloody pleasure doing business with you, actually. Manners cost nothing. See you later. I'll tell you the most pointless. The most pointless question, not just on a cash point, on anything. So when you put your card into a cash point, it says, please be aware this cash point is out of receipts. Do you want to continue? Yeah, I think I'll be all right. Don't know anyone who's going, no, I don't. Because I'm only here for the memories. I mean, unless I can get a memento, I'm going to get my Cocoa Pops elsewhere. Because I struggle with technology, I do. Like, I've got an iPhone, I thought that was going to improve my life. It has not. I mean, there are apps on my iPhone I'm yet to use. I'm yet to use the Compass app. I mean, I don't know about you, before I had an iPhone, I wasn't going, bloody hell, another night out. We'll have to take a separate phone and compass with me. I mean, I love making a phone call in a northwesterly direction, but this is taking the piss. Little tip, right? If you're in a situation where you need to use a compass, your iPhone will have died fucking hours ago. Because my iPhone has the lifespan of a moth. My life is now just me going into rooms and looking for plugs. That is all it is. I can't make a phone call without having it plugged into the wall. Basically, I've gone back to having a landline. We didn't have technology like this when I was growing up in Devon. When I was growing up in Devon, the most advanced technology I had was if I held a buttercup underneath another child's chin. If it reflected back, then I knew they liked butter. I mean, if you're that close, just ask. No one's keeping that information to themselves, are they? No one's going, Steve, do you like butter? Not telling you that, mate. That's a secret. Taking that one with me to the grave. No one's being interrogated about that at Guantanamo Bay, are they? Okay, he's not cracking under questioning. Fetch the buttercup, we'll get this out of him. Don't worry, I've got him tied down with a daisy chain. He's going fucking nowhere. How long has he been here? Well, let me just check by blowing the seeds off this dandelion. Since 1 o'clock. Genuinely, the most advanced thing I owned when I was a child was my coat. It was, because I had one of those coats where for the first 6 months, I didn't realise I had a hood. Because it zipped into the collar. What is that for? When am I ever going to need to zip my hood back into the collar? Just go a formal occasion. Well, let me just zip my hood back into the collar of my shell suit jacket. Just trying to lose someone in a chase, nip down alleyway, zip your hood in, come out, then go, where the fuck's he gone? Oh, no, it looked like that guy, but the guy I was following had a hood. What was the hood like? The thinnest hood I've ever seen in my life. My button's undone. I mean, that's the kind of technology I needed when I was a child, right? It's actually quite difficult to do up one-handed. How was the DVD? Didn't really get the bit about the buttons. I mean, I thought it was Camille O'Sullivan doing burlesque at one point. That couple sat there going, oh, at last, some flesh. Oh my God, now I'm paranoid. How did that happen? I mean, you don't have technology now. Like, technology has got out of control, hasn't it? It has. Like, you know, you've got shirts that can't button up, but now, have you tried signing for a parcel recently? I mean, that is useless technology. That used to be fine with a pen and a piece of card. Now they've got this digital screen and this plastic stick, and all you can do is a kind of zigzag up and down line. There's no relation to any signature that's ever existed. Is that your signature? No! Looks like the mark of Zorro. Is anyone checking this at the post office? I've got bad news. Zorro is back. And he's signing for every parcel in the United Kingdom.